This is an Enterprise Times podcast. My name is Ian Murphy. I'm here with Damon Anderson of Xero.
Hi. I'm responsible for our partners at Xero, and what that means is all of our accountants and bookkeepers. The key things that we're really worried about are what our partners need in the UK, what are the products and services that we as Xero should be providing to service those customers, and all the right services that help them to prosper and grow and really make that transformation into a digital practice.
What do you mean by services? Because when most people think of an accountant, they're just either throwing receipts at them or they're giving them a spreadsheet and they're saying, minimise my tax. They don't necessarily think, particularly in SME's world, of services.
That's one of the things that we're really starting to see with the move into digital accounting technology, is that the traditional world of compliance, the managing the spreadsheets, the manual workflows, there's a huge amount of development and progress that's being made in automating a lot of those activities. What we're really starting to see is accountancy services really start to shift their practices to look at other capabilities. They've benefited from efficiency through digital accounting technology, and now they're really starting to ramp up and drive way more opportunities in the advisory space through products like Xero HQ, which gives them an advisory platform for the future.
How hard is it to get accountancies to change their focus? You've had this report out today, Digital or Die, and it's quite shocking in some of the things that you've got in there. 18% of people are still working on paper. We've got 40-odd% still just using spreadsheets. When they start to look at this, it seems they're struggling to actually get people onto electronic accounting, let alone moving beyond that.
We're seeing some fantastic results in the change to digital accounting. So today we just announced that we've hit 250,000 small businesses using accounting software in the UK. And those businesses primarily use products like Xero to help with removing a lot of the manual processes that come with accounting. We're seeing a huge amount of adoption in that space. And what we're really starting to see now is this shift into looking at new ways to actually utilize the product. At Xerocon today, we announced that we've introduced a number of new app ecosystem partners that we're embedding into our practice software, Xero HQ. And those products are really enabling the accountancy practices to not just benefit from efficiency that you get through products like Xero, but also start to look at how their businesses can start to plan for the future. Products like Spotlight, products like Fathom allow analytics and reporting. And that's really, really useful for accountancy practices to provide a huge addition to their arsenal of products and services they offer. They can really start to provide advisory services. So rather than looking at historical transactions and really doing the mundane reporting, accountancy practices can start to look at what the future opportunities are in a business and start to forecast where business growth is. And that's really useful for small businesses where we know cash flow is often an issue. And having an advisor who's looking over their shoulders and helping them forecast that cash flow is really, really interesting.
That analysis is quite interesting. Looking at companies in isolation, you tend not to see a lot of the shifts that are going on in an industry. How many of the accountants you talk to are interested in being able to look across a number of customers using the analysis tools to extract trends that they can see? So they might have 15 customers, let's say, working in small manufacturing. In isolation, they might not see much of a shift. But over the 15, they might see a significant move towards digital transformation, greater automation, ledger-to-ledger connection. But if they can't actually do that across those customers, they don't see that shift. Are they looking at talking to customers about being able to use that data anonymously to find new patterns for them? Or are we not yet at that point of making that sort of jump?
No, I think we're totally at that point. Earlier this year, we launched our partner benchmarking series in the UK. Benchmarking really is the holy grail for practices to be able to understand where they are at the moment and where they want to get to. So we think it's really important that practices have a good and clear understanding of their entire portfolio. And that's absolutely at the center of our strategy around Xero HQ, is to be able to provide practices with a view over their entire portfolio of customers, frankly, whether they're Xero or not. Xero HQ is that customer relationship platform for practices. They can look at their entire portfolio of customers, look at the different bank feeds that they might have and be able to understand which banks are driving a lot of the information into Xero, being able to understand what are the different verticals and the different industries that that practice specializes in, and then really package up the right types of advice depending on the vertical, whether that be construction, whether that be professional services. There is a very unique set of products, both within the core systems of record, that is Xero, and all the app ecosystem partners that we have, and we have over 600 of those. ZeroHQ enables a practice to be able to take the full suite of products that we offer and then focus that on a particular vertical or industry sector that they manage within their customers. And that's really, really powerful.
How challenging is it for practices to step outside of accountancy? Because much of the advice that they've got an opportunity to deliver today is delivered by third parties. We see a factory close down. There are then government agencies and others who move in to help people set up small businesses, become self-employed. You don't tend to see accountants involved in that. That tends to be business advisors. There are other areas where we see similar types of moves. Are practices opening up their doors and saying, okay, we know how to do the number bit, but how do we expand into these other zones that are more lucrative?
What's really interesting is in all the research that we've undertaken, we see that accountancy firms in the UK is the number one trusted business advisor for small business. And after that, it's family and friends. And then it's a long way back to the other professional services that help small businesses. So accountants and bookkeepers are absolutely at the core and are trusted by customers to provide that advice. We see that that's really, really important, and making sure that we can help those advisors really have a wider remit of skills and understanding around technology. What we're seeing now is actually practices that have moved into the cloud, are benefiting from the efficiency, are starting to now carve out particular niches, focusing on people and HR as a vector for growth, building products in payroll and pension systems directly into Xero and out to their customers, but also IT and technology. A lot of the time, actually, accountancy firms that I speak to feel like they are actually IT consultants. They're having to advise customers on what are the cloud solutions that they should have. We launched Boma, which is a new marketing automation tool, which is integrated directly into ZeroHQ. So suddenly, we're actually providing systems like marketing tools to help small businesses really start to drive virality of their products and services. And that's a long way away from traditional financial services and accountancy. But by providing those services, integrating them to our product, and providing the playbook for accountancy firms to take that out to market, we think is really important. And we're seeing some of the firms that we work with really, really supercharging their practice through providing services outside of traditional compliance and bookkeeping services.
What's interesting is that changes the focal point. If we look at ERP packages, they've tended to come from the HR, from the large corporate space, and they've added financials into that. If we look at yourselves and potentially people like Financial Force as a competitor, you've all started on the financial side and you're reversing into ERP with marketing and HR and these other services. How much does that change the landscape then for the potential customers you're talking to? Because at one level, yes, I just need to simplify my accounting. But at another level, when suddenly that same package takes over other bits and pieces in their business, do they understand the potential savings? Do they understand the business opportunities that it gives them? Or are they just sitting there going, this is getting too complicated?
It's horses for courses on this. One of the things that we realized, and really early in Xero's evolution, is that the accounting software for small business really is the killer app. Every small business needs to submit their files and digital files and tax returns and all that sort of stuff. It really is what we call the systems of record, the foundational platform, the homepage for small business, if you will, to ensure that they are keeping in touch with their business and ensuring that they're financially viable. Xero provides that system of record, that core system. Off the back of that, businesses are also wanting to figure out how they can be more productive, how they can grow their business, how they can supercharge the opportunities that exist, how they can manage cash flow. And this is often a massive, massive issue for small businesses, is the management of cash flow. And if you think about it, accountants and bookkeepers, absolutely at the center of that. With a product like Xero, where they're overseeing the customer's financial data, and it's an accountant, an accredited accountant, that provides a really powerful and compelling opportunity for helping, you know, bridging loans and working with companies like Market Invoice to really support those cash flow issues that small business has. On a platform like Xero, with an accountancy practice who oversees those books, we're really able to help those businesses be able to provide loans to help them get through those trying periods. And that's really, really important. It's a really useful part of having that information to one place for a small business.
Are you seeing the practices starting to take a more active role in promoting yourself or promoting better ways of doing accounting? I've spoken to a number of accountants over the last 30-odd years of being in business, and one of the things that has never been a push to me is move to this package, move to that package. Where I have had discussions, it's generally been around, oh, it makes our life easier. When I talk to accountants off the record, they like the savings they get from the amount of time they don't have to spend on a client's books. but there's not a lot of passing that saving down the line to the client. The assumption is, well, it's simpler for the client, so they're getting their own savings that way. But by not pushing to the client and saying, hey, you can save X, we are saving, we're both saving, it's kind of reliant upon yourselves then to do all the marketing push. How do you engage those practices in becoming as much sales arms for yourself as it is still maintaining that trust with the customer?
It's really clear that a lot of practices have this opportunity to really gain more efficiencies through products like Xero. It really cuts the amount of time it takes to do a lot of those manual processes. As you mentioned, the digital die report, where 18% of businesses are still using the paper ledger, and actually I think it's 78% are still using spreadsheets. We see that today, but with products like Xero, you see that come massively down, and therefore there is an efficiency saving. When we asked businesses what are they going to do with that efficiency saving, the number one thing they said is they would take the time back. What products are doing is helping free up practices to basically take some time back. They can also look to use that time to reinvest and reinvest in helping grow their clients. And so there's this huge push, and we think this is the future of digital technology, is not only are you gaining the efficiencies through cloud technology, but you can use that time to reinvest in the front office and reinvest in helping those customers to really start to prosper and reinvest in advisory services where your accountancy firms are sitting down with a customer and saying, actually, there is a huge opportunity for you to grow in this space. We're seeing that this business line is really starting to accelerate. That's the shift that we're seeing with accountancy firms now. Many are actually using cloud technology as an opportunity to take stock, but also many are using this opportunity to really help grow their customers and grow their clients' business. And that's really exciting, and that's what we really love, because our vision is to help power small businesses and help them prosper. And it's really great that accountants, as their most trusted advisor, are absolutely at the core of doing that in the future.
We've seen the growth rate in customers, 250,000 now in the UK as far as SMEs are concerned. What I haven't seen is the year-on-year growth in terms of partners. Is that a number you can share?
We have over 130,000 advisors globally, and in the UK, we're seeing fantastic growth and adoption of UK practices using products like Xero. I think what's really interesting is that we have many thousands of partners using Xero in the UK. What we're seeing is as Xero grows and becomes more relevant and customers are demanding from their accountancy practices that they want to use products like Xero, we're actually seeing the virality of the product within the practices that we offer. So oftentimes, one of the biggest tricks is that you have partnerships where you have multiple partners and multiple staff within a practice, and there might be some parts of that practice that really, really bought into cloud technology and digital technology. But the trick is, how do you get the entire practice on board? Because if you have the entire practice on board, your levels of efficiency just go off the charts. Most of the growth we're getting is from the practices that we have using Xero today, and they're starting to see the entire practice embrace this. And that's just a win-win for accountants. Ultimately, that allows them to focus on business growth, which is ultimately a win-win for the end customer itself.
What do you see happening over the next year?
The big thing for me over the next 3 to 5 years, actually, is we're in this perfect storm, and Gary Turner, our managing director, talked about this at XeroCon in his keynote, this perfect storm of regulation, things like Making Tax Digital, GDPR, PSD2, one side, and then the technology driver on the other side. So machine learning is here. We're seeing machine learning in our invoice products, and we're seeing a massive, massive and amazing hit rates on that. The combination of regulation and technology, at the center of that is our accounts and practices. You're trying to figure out their role in all of this. Over the next year, we see that technology is now at the point where it's catching up with regulation and catching up with this massive growth. Right now, we have 250,000 customers. We see with all of this change that's happening in the macro environment and in the technology that products like Xero are offering, that's just going to go and drive off the charts. What we really see within the practices that we work with is that they're really starting to drive that change through the practice and that change in mindset. It's easier to change the mindset once the technology is there and once there is a reason to do this, and things like Making Tax Digital really give that impetus for the change in the UK.
One technology you didn't mention and is almost absent completely from the Xero website is blockchain, because that, of course, is a straight ledger-to-ledger connection. When we talk about digital transformation and automation, we're seeing the potential now for no transfer of paper, everything to be purely digital. How much does that threaten, or how much of that is an opportunity for your partners?
We're keeping an eye on blockchain as an organization pretty closely. I think at this point, blockchain in the accountant industry is an amazing technology. Personally, I have a real interest in the underlying technology that blockchain offers. But what we're not seeing today is really a use case that solves a problem that customers have got. So we watch it really closely, but I think what we're really focused on is really building out machine learning capabilities. As I said, this is really happening now. We have machine learning within our product. We're saving a huge amount of time and getting amazing hit rates on the ability to reconcile bank transfers and the ability to automate the population of invoices using a load of historical data. For now, the real focus is on that, but we keep an eye on all technology and how it's going to be relevant for Xero. And as soon as there is a real problem to solve, as soon as there is a real customer problem to solve, then we will absolutely integrate that into our product. But for now, it's keep a close eye on blockchain, acknowledge the power of what blockchain could offer, but it's not something that we're focusing on within Xero at the moment.
Damon, thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you.